If somehow you found this podcast, and don't follow Papa the Don, follow Papa the Don.
For real.
Now that's about to be the intro. Hi, my name is Pablo, and this is the Back Catalog Podcast with Pablo the Don. The song you just heard is called Tennis Courts by Kevin Holiday, and it's featured on this week's playlist, which was curated by our very first guest. So as you just heard, this week is a very special episode because it features the very first Back Catalog Podcast interview. I sat down with Andy and Tommy, the curators of the For Your Rotation page over on TikTok, and asked them how they got started in this music curation space, how they met, and their future plans both individually and for their group page, For Your Rotation. I seriously had a blast talking to these guys and learning so much about them and how they grew up and what really influenced them to make this leap into music curation. I'm really excited for y'all to hear this episode, but I'm also super excited for y'all to check out the playlist that Andy and Tommy curated. The links to the playlist for both Apple and Spotify are going to be linked in the description box of this episode, but also make sure you follow Andy, Tommy, and For Your Rotation on all their social media accounts, which are also linked in the description box of this episode. Also, before you get started, I just wanted to let you guys know I was on vacation when I recorded this, and the Wi-Fi, unfortunately, was kind of shoddy. So if anything buffers, it'll come back in. I am sorry for the quality. It's definitely going to be fixed from here on out with any interviews, but I still hope you manage to enjoy this episode, even with the buffers. I hope you guys enjoy this and learn a lot about For Your Rotation and both Andy and Tommy. And let me know in the comments of my Instagram or Twitter, or even on TikTok, if you want me to do more interviews and who I should do the interviews with. All right. Thank you guys so much for joining another episode of the Back Catalog Podcast. I'm Pablo the Don, and today I have the very special privilege of being joined by Tommy and Andy from For Your Rotation. So thank you guys so much for coming on and speaking to me. You guys are my first interview guests. So.
Wow. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Thank you for having us. We're honored. What's up?
So you guys have a pretty big following on TikTok with For Your Rotation. And how did you guys get into posting about different artists and what other people might be interested in if they like a specific artist? How'd you get into that whole realm?
Do you want to?
Yeah. So me and Andy actually met in an a cappella group in college. I was a freshman and Andy was a senior, actually. And we became great friends through that. And on top of singing together, we kind of realized that we had the same like intense love and passion for stan culture, pop culture, new music, what's dropping, and those like up and coming artists that are just killing it. So we always knew we wanted to do something, but it was Andy that came up with the idea to kind of make it into this like little hub where people can go to kind of find where to be put on to new artists. And the name For Your Rotation came from that. And since then we started the TikTok. We started uploading around August of last year. Mm-hmm. And from then on, we tried a bunch of different formats, but we found that the like music recommendation, if you like this artist, then you might like another artist, has been a really cool way to kind of introduce people based on their favorite artists.
Yeah. So just like bouncing off of that, I think we did a lot of trial and error, but I think ultimately what we wanted to do was really fill this gap of accessibility to music discovery, because we felt like there were a lot of outlets that were sort of covering a lot of like, you know, very up and coming artists and comparing them to some other rising artists. So we were like, you know, if we can link some of the people who are coming up with people who are already established and people already have love for, then it might be easier for music fans to find some new music and just like become fans of some of these newer artists. So I think that was sort of the mentality. And then, you know, also covering songwriters and producers was another way, again, of like giving visibility to, you know, some of our favorite creators in a way that, you know, since sort of it put the initial centering of it all was around an established artist that people already knew, but what you walked away with was some more knowledge on, you know, this producer, songwriter, who who you can also be a fan of.
That's so cool. I actually thoroughly enjoyed like that. That's the idea y'all came up with, because I do feel like it's an untapped market to like be like, hey, people are always looking for music suggestions based on what they like, not just like random things, which I feel like most people give like random suggestions. So I feel like giving them someone they do like a Thundercat, and then giving them alternatives to a Thundercat is the most genius thing ever. And also, like, I feel like the geniusness is in the simplicity of it all. Like, that's a very simple thing. Like, oh, if you like Thundercat, you would like this, 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 and this. And so I think that's cool. But this acapella thing, you guys met an acapella group. So you both can sing. So like, were y'all on like some pentatonics type of thing? Or was it like bigger than that, deeper than that? Or were you guys just like having fun in school and just whatever?
Yeah, I mean, we were both, well, Tommy's still a student at Syracuse. I attended Syracuse, and we were in a group called the Auto-Tunes. And I mean, like, college acapella is just such a funny thing in general. Like, we all like wore orange pants and like got on stage and sang covers with no instruments. Like, it was real goofy. But yeah, I mean, I think, yeah, I met so many of my closest friends there. And yeah, Tommy and I just sort of like, you know, outside of, you know, being on that Pitch Perfect pentatonics wave, just like singing music, I think we're both, and there are other members too, are just huge music fans. Like, you know, personally, I got into vinyl collecting even through a few of my roommates who were in that group, and Tommy. I like started to host a radio show on campus because of Tommy. So I feel like it's also like just a good community of people who like genuinely appreciate music and like want to experience it in a new way.
Yeah, that's dope.
Yeah, what he said. Shout out the Auto-Tunes.
Wait, you said you guys collect vinyls. I do too. What's your most rare vinyl that y'all have?
I hate that I can use this chance to flex, but it happened this week. I went to the Jack Antonoff Bleachers album signing in New York City, which is why I was taking the train, and I got him to sign my copy of his new album. Oh. And I'm already shopping for frames.
That's sick.
That is sick. Yeah, I actually like sent the event to Tommy, and like I live in New York, but then I just decided like day of that I wasn't going to pull up. And then Tommy was like, yo, I'm in New York at the Jack Antonoff thing. And I was like, yo, what the hell, dude? Like, I mean, I know I sent it to you, but you could have told me. But yeah, I actually got a vinyl signed by the Marias. I have an original pressing of Fleetwood Mac Rumors that I found, like, just in like the used pile at Syracuse's record store, or one of them. I'm trying to think like what else. I recently ordered and received a Victoria Monet Emerald Edition Jaguar, just because I really love that album.
Andy sent me that link.
Yeah, I suppose it's rare.
Yeah, I got that one too.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's cool. I have that one. I just got it in the mail a few weeks ago.
Yeah, it's so cool. It's so cool. And I'm still I just started my collection.
Okay. So. Yeah. I think mine is my autograph version of Control. Or I have a 2016 Record Store Day pressing of The Score by the Fugees that has this like split black and gold. It's wow. That or this dang old Art Blakey jazz album from like 1961, Night in Tanzania. It's one of those three. I don't know which one. Probably the Art one because it's so much older, but one of those three. So now I love vinyls. Like, that's my big thing too, is outside of like reviewing and critiquing music, is collecting vinyls and like spending far too much money. Like, I just got that new Billy yesterday. Like, hey. Yesterday. Only like 11,000 pressings of that.
I was waiting on the new Billy until I heard it.
Oh, no, you didn't like it?
No, I was waiting. And then after I heard I decided, all right, I need this album on vinyl.
I heard it that morning and then immediately went to my record store that afternoon and just was like, I got to get it. And they like, luckily they had a delay in shipping.
Yeah.
And so they were like, all right, you can still pre-sale buy one. And I was like, okay. So I ended up buying one then. But no, that's I love cool. Vinyls is my, like, I can talk about that all day, but So did you guys in school at Syracuse, did you guys major in music or any sort of music adjacent thing?
Yeah, so I was in a five-year program I just graduated from. So it was a bachelor's of music industry in the music school and a master's of business administration from the business school. And yeah, Tommy and I we're both in like music industry like programs, which like he can speak on his own program, but like Syracuse is two happening simultaneously. Mine was like in the School of Music. So I was like actually learning classical voice as my instrument and like took music theory and stuff like that. So it was more like, you know, music based curriculum. And then Tom, yeah, you can take it away.
Yeah, so my music industry program is in the communication school. So my bass classes, while he was doing like music theory, I was taking like a public relations class, a Photoshop class, just a bunch of like newspaper stuff, but it's all really cool.
That sounds dope. Cause like, I majored in broadcast journalism. And so when I was like thinking about if I wanted to go to grad school or not, obviously Syracuse was like top of the list cause the broadcast school there is ridiculous. But I ended up just being like, no, I'm just going to jump into the world anyway. But I find that to be interesting that they have like music based, like programs, but you can go into like different sections. Cause like there's obviously degrees in like music business and stuff like that, but like having to take a PR class or like a communications class, or even learning like classical instrument, like voice, or God, I just forgot what else you said. Well, all right. You were saying you were learning like voice and music theory. There we go. I find that to be all cool. Like that you both can go technically to the same school and have the same major, but do two completely different tracks. I find that dope. And I think that's probably the route that most colleges are going. But how do y'all think that those degrees and what you've learned at Syracuse has like helped you out while developing for your rotation in that platform?
I can definitely speak on that. Sometimes it felt like I was like in like a little like kind of like Riverdale TV show where like me and Andy would be going through something on like four-year rotation. And then I'd go into like one of my music industry classes. Like I took like a social media class and they would talk about like the exact thing that was going on that we were dealing with like behind the scenes. And then I'd like come out and I'd be like, I got an idea. Or Andy would come out and say like, oh, I heard something in this lecture today. So I felt like it really kind of helped us get off our feet.
Totally. Yeah, totally with you there. And then also like in general, just like studying the music industry and like sort of getting a good look at like the industry as a whole, I think helped us tap into like, you know, the songwriters and producers of it all. I think like just sort of being educated on the layers to it, I think helps Tommy and I look at things and look for things more critically and find a lot of info that people might not know about some of the songs and artists that they love on a surface level.
That's really cool. Speaking of that, like when you're going to like pick an artist that you want to feature specifically, like, or if you like this artist, then you'll like these, what do you look for in both like the main artist, like being like a Thundercat or someone like that, and the artist that you are comparing to? Like, what are you looking for in order to make those comparisons?
I think it's like a mix of data and like personal passion. Like on one hand, we love both like rising artists and very established artists. What artists do we love and want to feature? And then on the other hand of it all is, you know, how much are people talking about these artists? So we try to like, you know, hashtag Thundercat has, you know, however many millions of views, then we know that we can make him a really solid like centerpiece. And then for example, like an artist like McGee didn't have as many views. And so we were like, okay, like now we can sort of introduce him into this world and have like the algorithm sort of mesh them together. So it's sort of a lot of factors and a lot of like back and forth too of me and Tommy, like brainstorming and like looking through, you know, forums and playlists and just trying to like get a really, really good sense of like trying to get an accurate list together that fans will really enjoy. Because we, you know, like I said, it's both based on like our opinion and our passion, and also like what we're seeing feedback wise from TikTok and other platforms.
How much would you guys say that, like, because I know everyone like deals with TikTok in different ways, and the analytics and the metrics can be one day your video gets a billion views and then the next day you can be like at 1,000. How do you guys try to remedy any sort of like downturn in views, or like try to make sure that that you're staying consistent? Like, what is your schedule like to make sure you keep your TikTok vibrant and alive? And also, how do you like navigate those situations where like the algorithm could just not be in your favor that day?
Yeah, we definitely have some weeks where the algorithm maybe doesn't love us. But Andy and I, we try, and we've been trying to meet once a week and like talk about what the next week in content's going to look like. It was a lot easier when we were living in the same college town, but we've been keeping it up over FaceTime. And we just try and like do a little trend forecasting, see like who's going down this week and when can we schedule them in. If we have anyone that we're like collaborating with, like making a playlist. And we always try and do the new music drop thing on Saturdays.
Yeah. And I would say like when we were really climbing, we were posting like 2 to 3 times a day. And now we're like sort of, I think another thing that helps us stay consistent is just looking at sort of like slowing down and thinking carefully about, you know, what content we want to make. And, you know, like Tommy said, like looking a little bit at what's going on and seeing if we can like, you know, give people music recommendations or sort of plug people in when they're looking for it.
Yeah, that has been a thing. I think even now that I've like reached whatever milestone, I think I'm thinking about like reeling it back in, because I was making like 6-7 videos a day at one point. And it would, granted, it's not like super hard to digest stuff. It's just what's going on in music news that day and my opinions. But I think now I want to be more careful and meticulous about what I'm putting out. So that's actually a really good point that you made. As for your rotation and the future of it, where do you guys want it to go? Like, where do you envision it going? And what's like the big picture, I guess, of it all? Like, what do you want for it to happen with?
Tommy, you want to kick it off?
Yes, sure. So right now we love the kind of content that we're creating on TikTok. And we love, we've been trying to dive into Spotify playlists with like artist collaborations, et cetera, and some mood-based playlists to go along with that. Launch an Instagram soon. We are continue to be a little bit of a hub for people to get new music recs.
Yeah. And I think like, you know, one of the things that we set out to do, aside from just making music discovery very accessible to people, is also just like showcasing a lot of our favorite artists and creators. So yeah, these collaborations are definitely something that we hope to expand upon. Like, you know, there are creators like yourself who we've collaborated with, where I'm like, you know, I see like Apple Music and Spotify's editorial collaborations, and I feel like sometimes maybe they just don't have like the bandwidth or like the closeness in this like creator culture to like, you know, get a lot of really significant voices in the mix. So I think that what we hope to do is always highlight, you know, up and coming artists and creators who like we really think have something valuable to recommend and something to say, and serving as a platform. So yeah, it's hopefully just continuing to go up from here and like find our footing elsewhere on the internet and just expand what we're doing.
I find that to be dope. So I know you guys have 4-year rotation, but you both are actual like individual people who like work slash go to school. What do you guys want to do personally, like outside of 4-year rotation? What are your personal goals? Like, do you want to be managers? Do you want to be artists yourself? Like, what do you guys want to do individually too?
Yeah, thank you for asking that. I can start for sure. Right now, I definitely love the 4-year rotation vibe, and there's always a lot of homework coming out of school. But hopefully in the future, I came in wanting to do A&R, which is kind of what we ended up doing with our TikTok. But through the 4-year rotation kind of grind, I kind of fell in love with marketing and kind of like figuring out how we can plug someone or like how we can frame an artist or a video in one of our pieces of content and like try and make it stick. Or I've kind of found love in that. So hopefully something in the marketing field for me. But Andy's got a cool job I know he'll tell you about.
Yeah, so I'm currently working at sort of like a digital marketing and artist management startup. It came about because I was in touch with manager for this band called Phony People. They're going on tour, by the way.
Big fan, big fan.
Oh, for real?
Obsessed nice. With them since like 2015, 2016, I want to say was like the time. Like when I was in college driving to Miami every day because I'm in Florida, I would listen to that first project on repeat. Like it would be them and the internet. I'm flipping between their first project and Ego Death every day. So I'm a massive fan of Phony People.
Word. Yeah. They're great. Honestly, like they're just some of the coolest dudes I've met and I've had the pleasure of working with here in New York. That's been a big piece of my job aside from, you know, some other like digital marketing consulting and, you know, working on that end of things. But, you know, ultimately my goal at this moment is definitely to go into artist management. I think I just have a real love for artists. You know, I think as I've said many times, and I'm sure like you all agree, like artists are really the foundation of the entire like music industry. And oftentimes like artists are also dismissed frequently as being like, you know, very, I don't know, like egotistical or like, you know, just sort of like, you know, the whole idea of like divas within the industry. And I think it's just important to like have people who are real advocates for artists in the industry. So the ultimate goal for me is working in artist management and helping artists to achieve their own goals and have their visions be realized, or really anything to do with, you know, being on the side of the artists and all of this, because, you know, it can be really ugly as a whole towards artists trying to come up.
That's dope. I absolutely agree. I always tell people that as much fun as like what I do is, and I love critiquing music, I only can critique what's like out there. And I'm pretty much just like a liaison between an artist and their fans and not anyone who holds the cards to anything other than being a liaison and wanting people to value what I have to say about other people's music and wanting the people whose music I'm talking about to value what I'm saying. But artists definitely make the entire industry go. Without them, none of us have jobs. So aside from that, for 4-year rotation, who are some dream people you would love to collaborate with?
Man, I mean, it's like there's just so many people. I mean, like, we just have so many favorite artists that it's like, if any of them want to curate on our platform, that'd be sick.
Yeah, artists, hit us up.
Right. Yeah, we've collaborated with a lot of our favorite creators, like yourself, like Dev Lemons, and Anthony Fantano, who is a real big voice out there. I mean, oh, actually, I have one, Nardwar. I really want a Nardwar playlist.
That would be so iconic.
I think it'd be so eclectic. And I also just like would love to hear Nardwar record an intro.
That would be awesome.
I just like, yeah, Tommy and I would also like at Syracuse just binge Nardwar interviews because they're so good. Honestly, like that's also how I found a lot of like older music. Like, have you watched them, Pablo? Like
I have. Like a lot of people ask me why I wanted to like get into interviewing, because as much as I love critiquing and commentating, interviewing's where I really want to go. And Nardwar and the recent Fantano stuff that he's been doing, and also God, why is his name slipping from me now? Kerwin Frost are like the three that I go to religiously to see what they're doing and what they're up to, and like their interview styles and how I can develop my own. Like after seeing what they have to offer these different artists, Kerwin Frost is that's a different beast. His one with Lil Nas X that he just did like 2 weeks ago is the most awkward, funniest thing I've ever seen in my life. Like is the coolest thing. And like Nardwar too. Like, I think the way he poses questions and like his tone of voice are just hilarious. And like, but he's also asking very good questions at the same time. So I respect that collaboration choice. I think Nardwar would be perfect. I think he would, his entire aura just seems like it would be cool for the platform. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, I agree. I would.
Yeah, that's a great choice.
Yeah. How about you, Tommy? Do you have any dream collabs?
Now that I've had a couple of seconds to think, I know some artists that me and Andy have been loving in the TikTok community have been Maud the Tour, Ella Jane, who's just signed to Fader. And we love JDM Global, Josh, and Claude. They're in the band Shelly with Claro. We like them too. So hopefully something like that around someday soon. We love the small, like kind of little artist niche pockets.
I love that, and, like, Claude pick. Yeah, I feel like not enough people pay attention to Claude. So I love that pick. That's a great pick.
Awesome.
I mean, that's pretty much all the questions I have for y'all. But plug yourselves, personal and for your rotation. And anything else you want to say, go for it. This is your time to shine.
Oh, it's like the end of Hot Ones.
Yeah, so... For Your Rotation is our collective platform. We're working a lot of things out, planning for bigger things. So just stay tuned in to our TikTok and Instagram. Eventually you may even want to like see how we can expand. So just stay plugged in. And yeah, my personal Instagram is Andy from College. I'm pending a rebrand because I'm no longer in college. We're still figuring it out. And Phony People is going on tour, so I'll be with them actually. Probably just, you know, running point on social media and selling merch and all that good management team stuff. So
Andy from, you know, Digital Strategy now.
I like Andy that.
Digital Strategy. but yeah, you know, if you ever end up at a show, just DM For Your Rotation or something and let me know.
Boom. Oh, you know, I'm going to try my hardest to make it to that Atlanta Phony People show since everyone hates coming to Florida. So,
we're going to have to figure it out.
It's a trap. I understand why people don't come to Florida. Once you come in, there's only one way in, one way out. If you go all the way to Miami, you got to drive all the way back up. And it's like a 7-hour trip to get all the way out of Florida. So I get why coming to Florida is like a big budget thing, because you essentially have to fly out and then have the bus pull everything else out. So I get it. But right, I wish more artists would, AKA Phony People in the internet, like come to Florida just one time. That's all I'm asking.
I'll relay that info for sure. And also, like, you know, for me, there's some artists who I love. I'm very close to. One of them is Sarah Gross. Follow her on socials. Great indie folk type vibes. Just follow me on Instagram. I share all sorts of music there, so you'll see him.
Yeah, Andy's page is awesome.
Thank you.
My Insta personally is @TommyRomano123, And my vote for Andy's username change is Andy from Digital Strategy or Andy from Tor. I think those would be awesome.
Ooh, Andy from Tor is a good one.
Word. Good feedback. I'll workshop in my own head. We'll see if it
Andy from the road. I like
oh,
that.
Oh, that's a good one too.
Andy on the go.
All these are great. Now you have to do a poll. I feel like now there has to be a poll. What should Andy rebrand his Instagram as?
Yeah. I'll have to figure it out.
But yeah, thank you guys so much for joining me. I appreciate y'all for sitting down and talking with me. I know it took us a minute to like iron everything out, but also I wanted to say personally, thank you so much for featuring me on your platform. I had the most fun trying to create that playlist and be unique and do something that nobody else had done. So thank you for like pushing me creatively in that aspect too. And yeah, thank you for coming on. Once you guys do some more, you're going to have to come back and like update us on everything that's going on and tell us what the next goals and dreams are to do. So thank you guys so much for joining me. This has been another episode of the Back Catalog Podcast, Pablo Don. And thank you, Tommy and Andy from 4-Year Rotation for hanging out with me today.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks so much.
Yeah.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah. Follow Pablo the Don.